Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you'd imagine that it would be difficult to go one better than being a chef at the Savoy Hotel. But Darren McGrady topped that by going to work at Buckingham Palace, where he spent 15 years preparing meals for various royals. His latest book, to be published later this month, is called The Royal Chef at Home, Easy Seasonal Entertaining. And Darren joins us now on News Talk. Good afternoon, Darren.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How do you get a job in Buckingham Palace? Is there like a, do they advertise? Is there an interview process? Or are you, you know, does someone clandestinely approach you?
I was working at the Savoy Hotel in London, as you mentioned, and it was the time of the royal wedding, Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer. And my mother wanted to watch the royal wedding, so we slept the night on the Mall the night before outside the palace. And that's when I decided I wanted to be a royal chef. So when I got home, I wrote a letter to the personnel officer at the palace, didn't know who he was. And a few weeks later, I had an interview. And not long after that, there I was working in the kitchens.
Right. OK. And I suppose you are, you know, it's the royal family, but it's still a family. So, you know, did it take you a while to learn what they like, what they don't like? And, you know, one has, I suppose, a fantasy that it's always something very chefy that they eat. But, you know, does the Queen ever wander down and say, you know what, Darren, beans on toast, please?
You know, that's a great point about being a family. And it's true. You know, chefs in restaurants, Michelin star chefs and everything, they prepare food to how they want it, how they think it should taste. How they think it should be served. But for the royal family, because you are cooking for a family, your job is to prepare it to how they like it. So if it means no garlic, because the Queen's not a big fan of garlic, then you don't put garlic in the dish at all. As for the Queen coming to the kitchen for beans on toast, I don't even remember ever eating beans on toast, let alone coming to the kitchen for them.
Yeah, but though she did like a nice ham and cheese. Well, it was a croque monsieur, which is a fancy ham and cheese, but essentially a ham and cheese.
Yeah, everything was sort of fancy or slightly different. So the croque monsieur, beautiful Gruyere cheese and the Pannonia ham in there. Yeah, absolutely. So it is a fancy ham and cheese. And the same as the fish and chips on my YouTube channel, Darren McGrady. You see me make two different types, the sort of fish and chips that we know from the local chippy. But also the Queen's version, where all the chips are the same size, the same length, and the fish doesn't even see the fryer.
Could any of them cook?
Prince Philip could cook. He was an amazing cook, especially on the grill. And they're at Balmoral right now. You know, even at 99, he'll still be grilling. He loves to cook, and we would prepare all the food. And then he would just, they'd just go off into the hills, and he would cook on the grill.
But I understand the late Princess Diana wasn't great.
You know, Princess Diana wasn't a good cook at all. No, she would actually wait till the end and help the Queen rinse the dishes.
Right. Okay. And was it also part of your responsibility to feed the royal corgis, or is that kind of a build up to feeding the humans?
Yeah, that's true. No, when I started there, I was really surprised that. Where the royal corgis had their own menu. And of course, when I was there, the Queen had 12 corgis. Now it's just the two dorgies. But absolutely, on the menu was chicken and lamb and rabbit. And, you know, it alternated each day. And so, you know, we had our own menu for the corgis. And that's another video that I've just done on YouTube.
Okay, it sounds delicious. You'd want to be a dog there. Darren, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Darren McGrady there, former chef to the Queen, and the name of his latest book is The Royal Chef at Home, Easy Seasonal Entertaining. That comes out later this month, and as he mentioned there, he does have a YouTube channel.
Moncrief on News Talk.